continuing an Iyun Tefillah, discussing Birchas HaTorah, is a Hafliya Chasan Sefer. It's a good word, you could say it over at Sheva Brachas. You go to Sheva Brachas, you could say it over. On the Pasuk in Shuma, the famous Pasuk, V'asu li Migdash v'shachanti v'seicham. Speak to Klal Yisrael, Baruch Shalom says, they should take Yichuli Truma, and so on and so forth, and then it says, V'asu li Migdash v'shachanti v'seicham. They shall make a sanctuary for me, and I shall dwell among them. The Medrash Rabbah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that he is their shepherd, and they are his flock. Klal Yisrael is a vineyard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over it. Klal Yisrael are his children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their father. You got three things here going. This is the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their shepherd, and Klal Yisrael are their flock. Now, Klal Yisrael is a vineyard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over the vineyard. And finally, Klal Yisrael are the Ribbono Shel'olam's children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their father. This is the Medrash. The Chasan Sefer says, well, how do we understand this Medrash? A shepherd watches over his flock to make sure that no harm comes to it. That's his job. Make sure that no wolves come and eat the sheep. That's his job. However, the flock feed themselves. He doesn't necessarily sit there and feed them. They graze in the land. That's not his job. His job is to protect them from the outside of what could happen to them. A watchman of a vineyard not only needs to protect the vineyard from damage, but he also has to take out the weeds in order for them to grow properly. So we have different levels. The shepherd does nothing, just protects against evil. The vineyard, the one who watches the vineyard, not only does he protect that no one should come and destroy the vineyard or anything else should happen to it, he also pulls out the weeds, so he's taking action. And a father goes to all ends of the earth to protect his children. We need to understand how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us like children. So that we give the remazim of first the sheep, first the shepherd and the flock, then the vineyard and the watchman, and then the children and the father, to show us the levels that we're at the all the way. Not just the shepherd, not just the vineyard, the watchman of the vineyard, but Mamish Baruch Shalom is our father. A remez to this in the word li, va'asu li mikdash. Lamed is the highest letter of the alphabet. The head of the lamed is the highest. Yud is the smallest letter of the alphabet. The lamed represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lamed. He's above all. He's almighty. The yud represents Klal Yisrael, who are subservient to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Zakta Chasan Sefer. By every chuppah, the Chosin says, Hare at mekudeshes li, lamed yud, bitaba zu kedas moshe v'yisrael. Zakta Chasan Sefer, when the Chosin says, Hare at mekudeshes li means that the Shechina above should be tied together with Klal Yisrael. That's the remez of li. Aside from the fact that the chosin should, we know that a marriage with the ish and the isha, you need to have hay, you need to have the shchina shriya b'nehem, otherwise it's fire. The hay represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and isha, you have the yud and ish is aleph yud shin, and isha, you have aleph shin hay, isha. So if you take out the yud and the hay, the yud in the man represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the yud kei. The hay in the isha is the hay. If you take away the yud and the hay, you're left with eish and eish, fire. Chas v'shalom, it burns. So how does someone have serenity in his home? How does he have ruchnius in his home? By bringing the Ribbono Shel'olam into his home. It says in the Kedusha Slevi, in the Pasuk, in Parashas Truma, the poles shall remain in the rings of the Aron, they may not be removed from it. So the Aron HaKodesh, they are poles, the rings and the poles are in it, and it must remain there for all time. Can't take it out. Why? Why is this so? Affect the Kedusha Slavi. In every person there is a small world. Oilam Katan. The Ramach Ibarmah, a person correspond to the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. And the Shasa Gidim correspond to the Shasa Mitzvah Slay Saseh. So that's connected. A person has 248 limbs connected to the Mitzvah Saseh, and he has 365 sinews, a remez connected to the person, to the Mitzvah Slay Saseh. So too, all of the Kalim in the Mishkan correspond to various mitzvahs in the Torah. There are mitzvahs that a person must know and be constantly reminded of. Firstly, there is a creator who brought everything into this world, and he brought everything into existence. Secondly, a person has to know that the Ribono Shel Olam, he is one. Thirdly, to love Hashem, to the extent that one wants to bring joy to the Bnei Olam in all aspects of Torah, tefillah, tzedakah, and all mitzvahs. A person, when he does a mitzvah, when he learns Torah, the purpose should be to bring joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Included in this is to fear the Ribono Shel Olam and never go against his command. The Aron was a meramis to these mitzvahs. The Aron encased the Luchos, which said, Anoichi em Layi Elocha. Everything comes from the Bnei Olam. He is one, and we must love him and fear him. He's saying these are three fundamental things we must know at all times. Everything comes from the Bnei Olam. The Bnei Olam is one, and we have to love and fear the Bnei Olam. The Levim carried the Aron by placing the Badim on their shoulders. The Badim. So they had the poles. Their poles were in the rings in the Aron, and they carried it on their shoulders. The Levim are our Shluchim, and the Badim represent our connection to the Torah. That's our connection. The Badim were not allowed to be taken out of the rings of the Aron to remind us that we must always keep these mitzvahs, these three that we're referring to, on our hearts and in our minds. We must always stay connected to the Aron. Tremendous Yisoy, the Kedusha Slevi. We know that there's sheish mitzvahs, there are six mitzvahs that we always have to have constantly. He says over here three mitzvahs that the Aron represents. And again, the three mitzvahs are, we have to know that the Ribono Shel Olam, everything came from the Ribono Shel Olam, everything came into existence, he created everything. The Ribono Shel Olam is one, there is no other Ribono Shel Olam, but Achdus, there is one, Yichud Ribono Shel Olam. And thirdly, to love and fear the Ribono Shel Olam. It says in the Ksav Sefer, he quotes the Medrash Rabba, "V'yikhu li truma, take for me truma." The Medrash Rabba says, "Kidlekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al tazoiv." For I have given you a good lesson, kidlekach toiv, a good lesson. Do not toirasi al tazoiv. Do not forsake my Torah. What is the connection between the pasuk and the medrash? Right. So the medrash is telling us, "V'yikhuli chuma." What does "V'yikhuli chuma" mean? "Kidakotay nesati lachem teirasi al tazayv." What is the connection between the two? It says in the pasuk we said before, "V'shachanti b'seichom." The Ribono Shel Olam said that he will dwell among them. "V'shachanti b'seichom" in them. It should have said "V'shachanti voy," that the Ribono Shel Olam will rest in the Mishkan. Right. He said, "Build the Mishkan." V'shachanti voy, now rest in the Mishkan. What's v'shachanti b'seichem? Before the Mishkan was built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to let Klal Yisrael know that just because there will be a Mishkan does not mean that one can do Averis Chas V'Shalom. One may have thought that, okay, I can do whatever I want, I can do Averis, and I can go bring a carbon. There's a Mishkan. I get a kapara. Cain the Goyim, you know the Goyim, you can do it as long as you go and you go to the, and you go to the Galach, you go and you say, "I sinned," and that's it, do whatever you want. Go sin as much as you want, and then you go out to repentance. That's not what we believe. He says, there's a person that might have thought that. He says, okay, not so bad. I can do as many averes as I want, it's just part of what I have to do, is I have to get a kapara. Perhaps Klal Yisrael would not be careful in following the mitzvahs of the Torah because it was an easy way to rectify all misdeeds. Why have to work at it? V'yikhuli, one should give to help build the Mishkan for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yikhuli, why should you bring money and materials to build the Mishkan? Li, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me, the Ribono Shel Olam. The Medrash is telling us that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us lekach. was lekach, the Beis Hamikdash and Karbonis. Something good. He gave him something good. What did he give us? The Beis Hamikdash and Karbonis. Nonetheless, the Medrash comes to tell us. So good. So, v'ikhuli chuma. We got a wonderful thing called the Mishkan. Karbonis. Wonderful. Ki lekach toiv nosati lechem. We got the Mishkan. But where is the pasuk end in the Medrash? Toirasi al tazevu. Do not forsake my Torah. Don't forsake it. That's what he's telling us. Just because you have the Mishkan, don't forsake the Torah. He says, okay, I don't have to keep the Torah, I don't have to learn the Torah, I don't have to follow the mitzvahs. You know why? Because I have a Mishkan. So that's the connection. V'yikhu li tshuma. You should know that I gave you a wonderful thing called the Mishkan. But even when you have, certainly when you don't have the Mishkan, but even when you have the Mishkan and you can bring karbanos, Teiras Yal Tazev, we don't ever forsake the Torah. The Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah. There's another Ksav Sefer in Devarim, beginning of Devarim, Hoyel Moshe Be'er Zatayr Hazay Slema. Moshe began explaining the Torah, saying, why did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Klal Yisrael the Torah in the 70 languages of the world? And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael Torah in all 70 languages. Why? There were people who said the Torah HaKadosh is only applicable in the Midbar. Well, in the Midbar we have to have a Torah. However, once Klal Yisrael will enter in the land, Eretz Yisrael, no longer need to have a Torah. Torah was for the Midbar. They'll be able to create their own laws and regulations. That's what some people might have said. Others, hey, listen, could say the Torah is only necessary when Klal Yisrael were together in Eretz Yisrael. So when Klal Yisrael are together as one cohesive unit in Eretz Yisrael, and they're in control of the land, and they're in their land, so we have to keep the Torah. But when we're not, and we're spread out through all the other nations of the world, so why do we have to keep the Torah? Let's not keep the Torah. Who cares? Moshe taught Klal Yisrael in all of the 70 languages as they were preparing to establish themselves in Eretz Yisrael. This way it would be known that the Torah is unrelated to a specific place or time. They were taught the Torah in all languages so that even when Klal Yisrael is dispersed throughout the world among other nations that have different languages, the Torah is still applicable. Torah is for all time. There's no excuses. We live in a different land. Someone could say we live in America. America is not a place for the Torah. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you should keep the Torah. You're living in our land. This is not our land. It's not a time for it now. Chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the Torah in all 70 languages. Torah is for all time, all place, always. It says in the Binyo, the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Hei, Shem Bayechoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael three wonderful gifts. However, all of these gifts can only be attained through Yisurim, through suffering. Beautiful gifts, but you have to go through suffering. What are these three gifts? The Torah HaKadosh, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Why is HaKadosh, that's the Gemara. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu only give these as gifts to Yisurim? He says, why? Okay, the Gemara says, these are three. How you wanna know how you can get Torah? Yisurim, you have to suffer. What does it mean? Suffer, you have to harvest, you have to work on it. It's not, it doesn't come easy. You wanna have a kinyan and Torah? It does not come easy. You have to work on it. You wanna Eretz Yisrael? You have to work on it. You wanna get Olam Haba? You have to work on it. But why? Why can the Baruch Shalom give it to us easy? Why, it's, right, the Baruch Shalom, he said, is our Father. A father wants to give his child everything easy. Why was Baruch Hashem giving these wonderful gifts to us in such a, you know, a way that we have to have Yisurim, we have to have suffering? Answered the Binyo, the Yisurim is actually a way to determine if one is deserving of these gifts. Torah is the greatest chokhmah in the world. If one learns Torah, how is it determined if he is learning because he enjoys the Chochmah, or he's learning the Torah because the Baruch Hashem commanded him to? Maybe he enjoys it. It challenges his mind, it keeps him sharp. He likes learning Torah, not because the Baruch Hashem told him to, not because it's a mitzvah and he's supposed to want to learn Torah, but because it challenges him, he enjoys being challenged. If one has a difficult time learning Torah and continues to strive despite the difficulties, that demonstrates that he is learning the Torah HaKadosh L'Shem Shemayim. Had he only been doing it for Chochmah, he would have given up when it was not going easy. So if it would have been, listen, it's going easy, I'm enjoying it, it's simple, okay. But when it gets hard, I'm stopping. But why is he going when it's hard? Eilam Haba, Eretz Yisrael, why does he keep going? It's difficult. I want the land, Eretz Yisrael, it seems like a nice land, I want to try to conquer it, I want to get it. When it starts to become difficult, not so important to me. When a person, he harbors over it, he has his surim, that shows he deserves it because he's doing it l'shem shemayim, he's doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is a the Gemara, it says that Nebuchadnezzar was praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a malach came and hit him and made him stop. The Gemara says, had the Nebuchadnezzar continued to sing Shiras Yisrochus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it would have surpassed the Shira of David HaMelech. That's our state. Tvet the Kotzke Rebbe. It's not fair. You're telling me that Nebuchadnezzar was on a high Madriga cane, he was singing praises to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he was going to surpass David HaMelech. So what happened? Malach Gavriel came and hit him. But why is that fair? That's not fair. Why is it? It's like taking away his bechira. He's choosing to do something good, and you're stopping him. Why? What's going on over here? And for the Kotzke Rebbe, it doesn't say that the Malach came and hit him on the mouth, and he hurt him, and he couldn't talk anymore. That's not what it says. He hit him. He had a little bit of pain. When life was good for Nebuchadnezzar, and things were cozy, and he was the ruler of the world, and everything was going his way, he's singing Shiras Yisrochus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wonderful. David HaMelech saying Shiras Yisrochus to the Ribbono Shel Olam when he was on the run, when he was running from his son, when he was running from Shaul, in all situations of life. He had a very hard life, David HaMelech. Didn't have a hunky-dory life. Been through all the situations. He constantly was singing Shiras Yisrochus. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe says. On that level, Nebuchadnezzar could have attained singing Shiras Yisrochus. But how could he get to the higher level? How could he surpass David? Had he continued singing after he got hit? Life's not so good. He continued, then he's like David HaMelech. But he wasn't. And he stopped. Life's not so good anymore. He got hit. No more singing. When we learn Torah, we have to do it L'Shem Shemayim. We have to work hard on it. It doesn't come easy. And you come out late at night, we learn, we're tired, can't understand it, we try to understand it again. Yisurim. Then the Mishnah's Baron. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daftes Hamveis says there's no comparison between one who reviews his learning 100 times to one who reviews his learning 101 times. What is the significance in the 101st time? Effect of Aaron. Right? So saying is 100, that's one level. 101, you can't even compare to the 100. Why can't you compare? Say it, okay. The 101 is 100th more than 100, right? So the 99 is more than 98. Yeah. Understand that every number is more than the next number, so 101 is not 100, it's 101. But it seems like when you go to 101, you enter a new hemisphere. It's not even the same. No, it's not one more than 100, it's completely different. What's the chat? Zakir Baron, reviewing one's learning is difficult. It's difficult to chazer, it's very difficult. For one to learn something new, it's easy. It's easy, it's exciting. Aaron uses the lashon of ahavas hachidush. People have ahavas achidush, a love for something new. Ahavachidush, something new. Ah, meridik. However, if one learns Torah because he wants to learn something new, that shows he's lacking in his ahavas Torah. If that's his purpose in learning, because he loves chidush, he loves something new, so he's not doing it because he loves the Torah. like we said before, he likes to be mentally challenged. He just came up with a new pshat. Ah! Ahavas HaChidush. But that's lacking in Ahavas HaTorah. Zakir Baran. The first 100 times one can review something, and there is still Chidush for him. There's still something new for him. However, after 100 times, there is no longer Chidush. It's not new for him anymore. So one that reviews 101 times, he demonstrates that he is learning the Torah HaKadosha because of his Ahavas HaTorah and not his Ahavas HaChidush. Unbelievable. So you think that you're going to go, I'm going to learn something 10 times, I can't learn anything, I already know it. I said it 10 times already, I know it. The Rambam says the first 100 times is still Chidush, it's still new. If you pay attention, it's new for you also. After 100, of course, the Torah is endless, and it's still something there that maybe you didn't catch before, but he says it's not together of new. And therefore, the reason why someone who chazers 101 times, he goes in a completely different hemisphere than the 100, is because the 101st time shows Ahavas HaTorah. It shows a direct love for the Rebbeinu Shalom. You love the Torah, you want to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom, not because Ahavas HaChidush, I like to have something new, I like new knowledge, that's what gets me excited. It says in the Tzvila Tzadik, in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Zeh HaDovar Shetziva Hashem. This Zehadova, this is the words, Ashatziva Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. The Torah is telling us how to retain our Torah. Tziva, the word Tziva, Zehadova Ashatziva Hashem. Tziva, Tzadi, Vav, Hey, is Gematria 101. If one wants to remember his learning, he should review it 101 times. It says in the Klei Yakar, in the Pasuk in Devarim, Rak Yishomer Lecha, Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'oid, Pentishka Chasadvarim. Rak Yishomer Lecha, you have to heed, Ushmor Nafshecha, and watch. Ma'oid, very much, Pentishka Chasadvarim. You shouldn't forget these words. Zok the Klei Yakar. The Gematria of Zachar, to remember, right, Zachar, you have to remember. Remember the Torah. It's 227. Zayin Chafresh. The Gematria of Shochach, to forget, is 328. So Zohar is 227, and Shochach is 328. Zok the Klei Yakar. There are 328 Kaychas that cause a person to forget his learning. There are 227 kaychas that help one remember his learning. Zachar is 227 and Shachach is 328. Each time a person reviews his learning, he eliminates one of those kaychas that make him forget. He learned it once, he's down to 327. You learn it twice, you keep on going. Each one you go down, down, down. If one reviews his learning 101 times, that's 227 Koiches HaKadusha, plus 101, you're going backwards, 328 minus 1 equals 328. So 227 plus 101 is 328. The Koiches that cause him to forget are neutralized, and his Koiches to remember his Torah take control. That's the Yisrael why you should learn 101 times on Chazer. So we see the Torah, we have to work on getting a connection to the Torah HaKadosha. We have to chazer the Torah. We have to do it when it's hard for us. How do we really keep the Torah? How does it stay within us? It's not easy. A person has to come out and learn, you know what? I have to do this, I have to do that, I have other responsibilities. It comes before Yom Tov, it comes busy season at work. People are always in the Yetzer, and not always can you learn. Maybe there are times you talk, you have to go to your sibling's wedding, you have to go. But you gotta work on it. There are times that we can push, and we can accomplish more, and we can try to squeeze in a little bit learning. You have to go to Chasana, or you have to go to your brother's wedding, your sister's wedding, your child's wedding, your whoever's wedding it is. Okay, you have to go. You learn over there. I was in a hall the other night, I didn't even realize, because I don't usually go to weddings for very long when I go, and I realized in the hall over here, it's beautiful, they have a Beis Medrash there. On the side of the hall, they have a Beis Medrash. There's a Beis Medrash there with a couple of bookcases of Sfarim there, it's beautiful. It was really beautiful. The part that wasn't so beautiful is that when I was in there, I took a chavrus and I went to chavrus in there, but there was no one else in there. One guy came in to talk on his cell phone. But it's not as beautiful. People can come in, you add a chasana, good, so you can sit and relax and eat and schmooze and then go learn a little bit. There's a lot of time. There's so many opportunities that we can have. It's hard. It's hard. It's not easy. You know, you could be sitting outside and relaxing and listening to music, which is usually very loud. You have an opportunity. But if a person, you have to realize how you get a kinyan atayra. You get a kinyan atayra by working hard on it and showing a havas atayra. You're not doing it because it's a wisdom, and the taka is a wisdom, and it's the greatest wisdom of all. But that's not why you learn atayra. You learn atayra because of havas Hashem. That's how you're going to have the real connection of you're going to get this wonderful gift, this tremendous, tremendous gift that which you can only get through Yisurim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will give it to you. Have a good night.